Podcast 822. One dozen.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's Mighty My Mac podcast with the G-Men. And the reason I'm on repeat is because this is the second time of asking.
Maybe. Yes, it was, maybe the third.
Maybe the third. I'm not sure. Could be the third, actually. Yeah, yeah. So not a single iPod sock or hi-fi sort of was announced at the Apple event, much to Guy's disappointment. However, there were more expected products to come to light, mainly the iPhone 12 in its various iterations. And while the product wasn't that surprising, the $99 price tag mostly was for the HomePod Mini. So we are now on iPhone one dozen, Guy. What do you think to that?
Hence the title of the show. Even though I was actually going to try to be clever, Gaz talked me out of being clever, and it was not a hard decision.
Yes, whenever, tell me what, Baker's dozen minus one, something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't even know. It was something. I'm sure that in my head, it was going to be brilliant. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. There's a lot of things in your head that's going to be brilliant, Guy. But let's not do it this week.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, my wife asked me to ask you this question.
Oh, dear.
How do you guys say controversy?
How do you say controversy?
Controversy.
That's just how I say controversy.
Okay. Because she was watching one of her Bigfoot alien ghosty shows. Right. And it had someone with an English accent. Mm-hmm. That was speaking, and when he came to that word, it was like controversy or something. I mean, something weird.
Okay, so some people may say controversy.
So we weren't insane then.
No, you're not insane. So it's a controversy. Controversy. It's a controversy. It all depends.
So the word itself is a controversy. Then
it is. I say controversy.
Okay.
But some people do say that, yeah.
Okay, all right. Good to know.
In that case, it wouldn't bother me either way, if I'm honest.
Okay.
But either.
Well, curious wives want to know, Gaz. Yes, curious wives want to know.
Say Gaz says it either or either way.
Yeah, okay.
Just to throw another one at her.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I've had a very interesting week, Gaz.
You've certainly had a very interesting evening or afternoon. But anyway, tell us about your week.
All right. Well, do you remember I think it was last year. I ended up and I had not one, but two Mac Minis that I wasn't using either one for.
Yes.
For
yes.
anything. Yes. And I basically gave one to my brother Bill, and that was the quad core. Mm-hmm. Former server that I had, and I still miss that thing. And the other one was to a friend of mine who had been like a Windows user forever and wanted to see what this Mac thing was all about, because I'd been talking to him since like the early 90s about being a Mac user, and he was always, oh, well, Windows has all the software, Windows, blah, 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 blah. So finally, he was like, you know, I'm getting tired of all the viruses and all the things, you know, having to constantly do updates and all the rest of that. So I was like, okay, here, try this. And I handed him the Mac Mini, and he loves it. He got it from me.
How long's he had?
And less than a year. So okay. I guess like six to eight months. It was before all the COVID-y stuff started.
Right. So he's had a good play then.
Yeah, and he loves it. Now his wife now has a MacBook Pro. He's talking about getting rid of his Windows machine. Now, without saying it, you know where I work.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're all working from home where I work.
Yes.
And it is not a problem to use a Mac where I work if you're working from home.
Yes.
So that's what he's thinking about going out and getting his own Mac laptop so that he can work from home. And, you know, every time I say work from home, I've got to move my hands. I don't know why.
It's just, I don't know why. You swallowed a fly.
Yeah, yeah. Work from home. It's just how that goes.
Anyway, now, carry on with the story.
So the reason I interrupted you,
which is unlike me, actually.
No, not at all. The reason why all this came about was I suddenly decided that I'm not happy with this little IBM PC that I bought to play games on. Mm-hmm. And
Is that the same little IBM PC that we spoke of not a few minutes ago?
Yes,
it was. We'll come back to that later.
We'll come back to that. The reason why we are 2 hours late getting started with this show was because of a Windows PC that wasn't even on. It wasn't even on. Anyway, so I decided I wanted another Mac Mini. So mm-hmm. I looked in Marketplace on a particular social networking site that shall be remain nameless, Bookface, and there was one that was relatively close to me here. I contacted the guy. It was another 2012 Mac Mini, and what kind of made this one stand out from all the other ones that I was seeing was it was already maxed out on RAM. It had 16 gigs of RAM, and it had a 1 terabyte SSD. So I was like, well, okay, there is nothing else that I need to do to this Mac to beef it up. It's already all the way beefed up. 2.5 dual core. It wasn't the quad core, but okay. So I go and I meet the guy, and we're at this Starbucks outside. We're all masked up and everything. And I start talking to him, and as luck would have it, guess he's an audio engineer.
Oh no!
Yeah. So
disaster.
The actual transaction to buy the Mac Mini took all of 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we had like a 2 to 3 hour conversation about microphones and preamps and mixers and compressors and all kinds of stuff. So I told him the name of the podcast that we do, and I don't know if he's going to listen. I actually want to get him on at some point as a guest.
No,
he's really smart. And
it's not him I'm worried about.
Really?
It's the aftermath with you that I worry about, Guy.
What could possibly go wrong?
What was it? Johnny, if you're listening.
Johnny.
I have been podcasting with this guy for 12 years plus, right? And there has not been a single podcast where he hasn't changed his audio setup. We are on 822 and we've done about 500 podcasts. So that's what I'm concerned about. If Johnny comes on and talks to me, great.
It's talking to me that's the issue.
Yeah, that's.
And you have to remember, you have to say his name properly. It's Johnny.
Johnny.
Yes.
Actually, get him on. If he wants to come on, get him on.
And he's a super nice guy and very knowledgeable. He said, you got to get this, because I was telling him about all the microphones I have. And he was mm-hmm. like, you've got to get this microphone. You can set it up in software so it'll sound like any other microphone in the world. I said, oh, great. How much does it cost? He was like, oh, it's only like $1,500. And I was like, oh. I said, my price limit for microphones is like $100. Yeah.
Guy, you've met your match.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was like, you know, that sounds wonderful, but $1,500. But he was like, it's the only mic you'll ever need.
You've probably spent that. Yeah.
Somebody actually asked me that last week over in the Mac of the Future Facebook group, and I got out all my microphones. There's actually a picture of like all these microphones that I had, and I went on and I took the brand names and I went on to Amazon and I looked up all the prices.
Go on, tell us how much.
$2,400 to $2,500 in microphones.
You see, he'd have saved you $1,000.
$1,000 right there. And that doesn't even include all of the other gear that I have bought.
That's right.
The Yamaha mixer that I don't use for the podcast. The USB audio interface that's in my mobile setup that only gets used when I go to Chicago once a year.
Two Rode podcasters. I say two because obviously the other one broke. Anyway, yes, and you've got one as well.
And I don't use it.
Okay. Guy, I've been looking on the web on my Mac.
Your Mac.
On my Mac. Yeah, a lot this week. I thought I've got to the point where I thought, I'm going to be buying some new Apple gear. But after a recent, especially after
I heard you guys on the Reaction Cast.
Yeah, yeah, for Mac Eyes Only.
You were back and forth the whole show.
Yeah, well, after that recent Apple event/events and chats with Mrs. G, I'm not going to be buying quite what I thought. So my wish list, and I have the money. I've just saved up all my pennies. I've got my budget in. You know what I'm like. And obviously with COVID, we haven't been going out so much. So I've got a bit of cash. I thought, right, a new iPad Air or a new iPad for Mrs. G. A new iPad Air for me with a pencil and a keyboard. Could I stretch the new watch?
Doesn't the new iPad also do the pencil?
Yes, but... Yeah, no. Okay, right. So the iPad would have been the older version.
I interrupted.
The iPad would have been the older iPad for Mrs. G, which is then a different pencil version.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The iPad Air is the pencil version 2.
All right.
But I'm not sure whether that was the question you was asking. Anyway, then possibly a new watch, though that was bottom of the wish list. Then there's obviously a new iPhone. Or iPone, as I put here, 12.
I wasn't going to say anything.
And even some mini HomePods, you know. But let's wait until after we have the discussion in the second section before I tell you what I'm actually going to get.
Okay.
And I was also going to be offsetting some of the costs by taking back some of my old Apple gear. So, yeah. I was quite looking forward to it.
Well, because you're going to give iPad. Your old – if you get a phone, don't you, like, pass them down the line?
Yes, but I've got spare at the bottom of the line to go through, and I've still got cash to come back from those.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah. Anyway, we'll talk later. We'll talk later as to what I'm actually going to end up buying.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You know, it's weird. Just getting this show started took forever, and now the introduction is taking forever.
Yeah. I wonder why that is.
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is it's got to be me.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything on the MyMac recent articles?
There is not. So okay. You know, that means we just have to go right to
Gaz's snippets.
Oh, I think we both did it. Did you hit yours too?
Can I just ask a question here?
Sure.
Does it say they are Gaz's snippets?
It does.
So... could I have just a little bit of control over the process, please?
No.
Yes. Yeah, so you may or may not hear, folks, the override that Guy did to me in that little section.
Well, then let's back up. So I guess that means, Gaz, we have to go to Gaz's snippets. Hands free. Okay,
yeah.
Good to know. All right.
Okay, an FBI has sent a team to exploit the Portland protesters' phones. It's just news, guys. It's just news.
There's a word that came to mind, and I almost said it, but I did not. It was restraint, so much restraint.
Apple will ship orders straight from its stores for some customers. Okay, last week we mentioned this, but this kind of clarifies more exactly what they're going to do. So they're going to be obviously sending a bulk load of stuff to the stores with perhaps other stock that they've got, and they're also going to be sending some customers, which is then going to get sent from the stores direct to customers who are more local. Do you know, it still doesn't work for me.
That makes absolutely no sense. You know, in my mind, the best way, if you're going to send it to the store for a customer, you tell the customer, we'll give you a slight discount if you come pick it up at our store.
Let me think about that, Guy. Let me think about that.
Sure.
Apple. Discount.
You give them like just 2%. And all they have to do is come pick it up at the store.
2%? That's as much as you can get anyway at the moment, unless you're an Apple staff member. Anyway, Apple have started offering free, AirPods with iPhone 11 purchases on the Indian online store. Whether that's moving on to the iPhone 12s or not, I don't know. But they're doing that. I think it's as part of the celebrations that is this time of year for India. Anyway.
Okay.
Now, Apple iPhone. Sorry, let me start that again because I moved my mouse and I kind of lost my position. iPhone 12 may see. Okay. And more on this later, but may see 5G connectivity issues in the UK. Now, let me just go on to this.
That's
story
a controversy.
Controversy, guys. It's not a controversy. It's a controversy. Okay, so the upcoming iPhone 12 may have serious issues connecting to 5G in the United Kingdom, reports The Telegraph. The report cites industry insiders who say that iPhone 12 models may not support the 700 megahertz 5G band. Lower spectrum bands, such as 700 megahertz, are crucial. Guy? Crucial to 5G coverage, since they are far-reaching and penetrate well through walls and buildings. Can you think
penetrate.
Of it? I did say penetrate, Guy, because it's what it says here. Okay,
good enough.
If it doesn't support 700 megahertz, then you end up with coverage problems. I've got a feeling the iPhone 12 will support this band. Do you know what, Guy? We'll come to it later. I think we've got bigger issues to worry about 5G.
Probably, yeah. Like how it's almost non-existent outside of big cities.
Well, Apple's new iPhone to offer 5G speeds the US networks can't yet deliver.
Oh, you know, Guy. I actually had not read that next sentence when I said what I said.
Well, can I just also follow up on that? I was going to follow up with this later as part of reasoning for a certain point. But this will probably give you a precursor as to where I'm going. We don't get 5G where we are. We're rural. I didn't expect we'd get 5G.
Not yet.
The town next to us doesn't get 5G. But that's only got possibly 5 to 10,000 people. It's not a massive town. It might be 20,000. I might be
well,
doing
you've got,
this.
You've got like, what, hang under 500 in your area?
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute, okay. Guy. Just wait. Where I used to live, in the middle of a town that was always buying to be a city, but it's not a city, but it has a population of around 220,000 people.
That's not a city?
No, it's not. Don't worry about it. Let's not go down that tangential.
All right. Sorry. I don't know. I'm making it up as I go.
It's a town of 220,000 people. It does not have 5G, Guy. I'm moving on because I just don't believe it. Anyway, Apple releases watchOS 7.0.2 with a fix for Apple Watch battery drain issues. I think I had this, Guy, because I think we mentioned this in a previous show. And do you know what? I think it seems to be fixed on my watch now because I have a lot more battery life left in my
watch. Which watch was yours? You have the 3 or the 4?
I've got the 4. I've got four.
Okay.
But I was definitely seeing some battery drain. Definitely seeing some drain. And now it seems to have fixed it. So that's good. Thumbs up. Apple's iPad shipments could see a 20% year-on-year growth in 2020. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll probably find out at the end of the month. Apple are giving 3 months of free Apple Arcade access to customers who purchase a new device. About that, Guy?
Yeah, you buy a Ford truck. 3 months of Apple Arcade.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
I'm kidding. You will not get 3 months of free Apple Arcade if you buy a Ford truck. I better make that clear. Or somebody was, you know, Guy over there on the My Mac podcast.
Spent $50,000 on this new Ford truck because Guy said. Hang on a minute. Where is it? It's because
Guy says.
I would get. Apple have discontinued the UR Beats 3 after releasing the Beats Fix. Now, I've got. I like the look of these Beats Flex, you know. And if they're as good as my Beats X, the ones that I've got actually here, I like. If they're as good as these, they're half the price. Then I'm in, Guy. I'm in. Really looking forward to perhaps getting a pair of those.
I've got a pair of relatively inexpensive Bluetooth earphones that I really like. And I can't remember what the name of them is, but they were recommended by.
I've got several. And I've tried
by
several.
Dave Hamilton over at the Mac Geek app, yeah, and a few other people.
I've got several, and these by far have got the longest battery life, the best connectivity. I've had a few issues with them, but generally they picked up. I've had problems where I've sent them back and they've replaced them. So, no, I quite like these. But if the Beats Flex are as good, and they're half the price, less than half the price, then I might just try some out. But I've actually got two pairs of these.
Nice.
Yeah. Apple have lowered the price of AirPods by $10 now that they aren't included with iPhones. Well, really.
Thank goodness for that.
Can I just ask the question? Why does that make the AirPods cheaper? Because they're not including them? That doesn't make the AirPods cheaper.
No, it really doesn't. And the weird thing is, there's probably... Now, when we're talking about the AirPods, we're talking about the wired ones. The ones that used to come with iPhones and all the rest of that.
You know why? Do you know why?
I don't think anyone's buying them. Who's buying wired AirPods?
There's the reason they've reduced the price. They've now got a ton of stock and they've got to get rid of them. Okay, yeah. Apple.
Huh, they should probably include them in some of their devices. That would just clear the warehouse right up. All those chargers, too. Goodness sakes.
Apparently, Apple offers support for Thread networking. Apple's new HomePod Mini supports Thread networking technology. Thread is a low-power IP-based networking technology for connecting Internet of Things devices, offering a secure mesh-based system that makes it easy to build an ecosystem of devices. There you go. I just followed up there on something which you wouldn't have had a clue on otherwise, hadn't I?
I was kind of like,
that's Thread. Almost informative. HomePod Mini and HomePod. That close. I was that close.
It was so close.
You stopped me before I got there. HomePod Mini and HomePod can't be stereo paired. Let me clarify that. HomePod Mini 1, HomePod Mini 2 can be stereo paired. HomePod 1, HomePod 2 can be stereo paired. HomePod Mini 1, HomePod 1 or 2 cannot be stereo paired with the HomePod.
Well, and it's got to be because of one of the chips inside. That one has, the other one doesn't.
Well, equally, there's probably going to be a little bit difference in the output of these two devices. They are somewhat different in size.
That's what she said, the actress to the bishop.
I can hear stereo, but the problem is the iPod Mini's got to be a lot closer to me. That's the only problem there. Hmm. HomePod home theater support is coming soon for Apple TV 4K. Apple Pay landing page goes live on Mexico's website. So I assume that their Apple Pay's card is now available in Mexico. I don't know. You'll have to tell me. Spotify has updated with the home screen widgets on iOS 14. I thought these two had fallen out, but you know, Spotify keeps coming back with a little bit more.
Because they keep making money.
I just can't believe it.
If only there was some game company that would get that same clue.
Sony are rolling out Apple TV app to select 2018 and newer smart TVs. Now.
About time. Sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah. That means they've still got a lot of stock of old 2018 TVs, which are updating, methinks.
Hopefully.
Belking shares details on the first MagSafe accessories for iPhone 12. We are now going to see this. You know that I think I mentioned this on the previous show, actually, on the rumor show, the follow-up show, the reaction show. I'll get it right in a minute.
A show somewhere. A show.
I mentioned it on a show last week. You know that the EU have said get rid of all these adapters because it's creating all of this waste.
Chaos. Yeah.
Well, now we're going to have a load of MagSafe connectors and MagSafe accessories, which is going to be a load of waste, which everyone's going to be complaining about.
Now, can you use the same connector that you use with the watch with the new phone, or are they different? I was wondering that as they were talking about it.
Are you talking about Belkin one or the Apple one?
Because the Apple one.
Apple came out with one which did the phone, and then they also did one which opened up as a little travel stand, which meant that you could do the watch and the phone at the same time. Whether the phone only one can also do the watch, I do not know.
Okay.
Apple has released a third public beta of 14.2 and iPad OS 14.2 with new emoji and Shazam control center options, guy.
Yay!
Apple releases Mac OS
11. Wild, man. It's wild.
Apple releases Mac OS 11 Big Sur beta 10 to developers. So there's movement forward on that. Now, are you ready, guy? Are you ready?
I am ready. I am.
Monster.
Actually hit the wrong one. Damn it. That's the one I wanted. Okay.
I couldn't have built it up better.
No, you couldn't. And I still chose the wrong one.
You still screwed up.
I mean, anyway, it was both Munster theme related.
Yes, that's true. Gene Munster with HomePod Mini.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Apple lands a punch in the smart speaker update market. So he likes it, guy. He likes it.
He just got tired of waiting for the Apple TV, actual Apple television set, which he for years said, oh, it's right around the corner, everyone. Right around the corner. Now he can join all of those sorry people who are still claiming that the Apple car will someday, Gaz, it will be out there and it will fly.
No, it's not going to be a car. Fly. Guy. It's going to be a service. It's going
and it'll still fly.
It doesn't matter, but it'll be a service. Apple are facing a major hiccup in AirPod Studio production. AirTags are coming next month. I thought I'd throw that in there because I'd love to see your face when I talk about it.
Yeah. And they're going to announce it right next to the car and the new Apple television set. All three of those, big major event next month. You heard it here first, folks.
Apple customers in France still get AirPods in the box with every new iPhone. According to Apple's regional French online store, every iPhone, including the iPhone 12, comes with both a USB-C to Lightning cable and AirPods with a Lightning connector. The inclusion of earphones is likely due to legislation in France that requires all smartphones to include a hands-free kit to protect children under 14 from the potential risk of electromagnetic radio waves.
We like our earpods. We will have our earpods. You will break the law if you don't give us earpods.
And if any French listeners are listening, we're that sorry. Was Guy. Taiwanese iPhone. Oh, why is my email just suddenly opened? Taiwanese iPhone 12 pre-orders sold out, Guy, in 45 minutes.
All six of them.
UK opens an inquiry into whether music streaming is fair for artists. I thought that was a fair statement and a fair headline. However, I saw another headline and I debated with myself whether I should put this headline above the previous one. But no, I wanted to highlight the difference in these two headlines, saying very similar things slightly differently. The UK to investigate Apple Music and Spotify over fair play for artists. Why just those two? Why just those two? No.
And here's the thing. Throwing both those headlines under the bus, neither Apple nor Spotify pay artists directly.
Can I just say that's irrelevant? That's irrelevant because the first one is a fair headline. Because it's not talking about Apple or Spotify. It says Apple to open inquiry into whether music streaming is fair for artists. That doesn't matter where it's coming from or who's doing it or who's paying for it. The second one, no, it's got to get Apple Music and Spotify. And, yeah, absolutely.
500 words.
Now, this next one, I debated whether to put this one in as well because I'm kind of getting bored. Honda and Hyundai rolling out wireless CarPlay to select 2021 vehicles, including the Accord and Santa Fe.
Which are both... the Accord is worldwide, but I think the Santa Fe is just the U.S. I think they call it something else in other
snoring,
countries.
Snoring, guy. I'm snoring. Samsung, mind you, I put it in, so it's my own fault.
Well,
Samsung,
and the thing about wireless CarPlay, How do you charge the phone?
Well, wireless.
You have to also have a wireless charger built in.
Yeah, well, mine's got that, but mine's got it.
It's got the Q charger?
It's got, yeah. My car's got a Q charger. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got a Kia, so a sad face.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's got a, yeah, absolutely. The problem
I'm so
is
sad.
It's a little bit slow, but the problem is I haven't got wireless CarPlay.
So you still have to have it connected. See, I think there's a law somewhere that says you can't have both. You can either have wireless connectivity or wireless charging. If you have both, the world as we know it will end.
And I think that already happens, so that's not going to happen. I.e., we already have wireless charging and wireless.
Oh, I thought you said the world had already ended.
Well, it might well have done. Samsung apparently mocks Apple for ditching power adapters with the iPhone 12 lineup. Now, I've got to say, my daughter did say to me, "Dad, have you seen all of the things online saying iPhone 13? No, you don't need a phone."
Wasn't Samsung the same company that made a big deal out of the fact that Apple had ditched the headphone port, and then very next phone didn't have a headphone port?
Yeah, it's fine. We can take it. We've got wide enough shoulders.
I don't like you anymore, Samsung. Your TVs suck. Actually, they do. I hate Samsung's TVs.
Let's move on. Google debuts an Apple Watch YouTube music app. Okay, fine. Apple is sending emails letting Apple TV Plus subscribers know about an extended trial access. Where's my email?
I got one. But did you have the free version?
I had the free
version. Yeah, because you bought a phone.
Correct.
And they gave you the 12 months.
Correct. But I'm not getting extended trial access.
Is that, well, I wonder if that's just in the US.
Could be. Because I put under there, where's mine? Apple event to unveil a first Apple Silicon Max could happen on November the 17th, Guy. We're already talking about the next event. Guy is banging his head on the table, folks. Apple patent shows a MagSafe battery case that can charge an iPhone and AirPods.
Okay.
Millions of Chinese consumers flock to pre-order the iPhone 12 models. Apple shares a trailer for Werner Herzog documentary called Fireball.
I was so concerned about this.
Why?
I have no idea what it means.
And that's the end of Gaz's snippets. Now, we're on to Gaz's links.
Yeah.
There's only a couple. I haven't really put the links in, to be honest with you. There are a couple of headlines. Don't forget to brush your teeth, Guy. Work from home staff told as Dropbox drops the office, they declare themselves, we are virtual first. But they're reminding their employees to brush their teeth.
Okay, when they say drops the office, they mean that they're getting rid of their offices, not like some kind of office service that
No, they're dropping their offices. They're getting, they're moving.
That was what was going through my head. It was like, well, wait a second. Isn't that like what Dropbox is, and actually any online, service that gives you virtual space.
The point here is, Guy, they're more worried about telling their employees to clean their teeth. I'd say actually probably more important to keep breathing. They're that stupid. UK has closed a loophole that allowed people to use your phone while driving. Now, there's a bit of a loophole, and I'm not quite sure what this loophole was, but actually now you can't pick up your phone while you're driving, which is probably a good thing because you do still see a few people, surreptitiously looking down.
Yeah.
And exactly what they're doing. Can you keep
it's almost as crazy as people that do like live podcasts in their car while driving.
And that's the end of Gaz's links.
But to in my defense, I'm not holding the phone while I'm doing it.
In my defense, officer, I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then.
Take
maybe later. Okay, everyone, please stand by for a flying car that you can do a podcast from. Just stand by. And Gaz and I can't speak. We'll be probably right back, assuming everything else works.
Welcome to point two. That's point two of the Mighty My Mac podcast. Now, folks, Guy asked me to remind him very importantly at the start of the show about something, and I forgot. But I've now remembered, and he didn't remind me because I'd
forgotten. I forgot.
I remembered because we both forgot. Anyway, Guy, what is this about Hulu?
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I happened to see our cable bill, which my wife was taking care of. And when I saw how much we were paying per month for internet and cable, I almost lost my mind. It was like $230 to $240 a month. And that was for like 80 to 90 megs of internet speed. So I finally said, you know what? Enough is enough. So we cut the cord and I upped our internet speed to, you know, almost a gig that we're getting now, and our bill dropped to about $100 a month. But that includes our spam filter landline that we still have connected here in the house, and that's the number we give to everyone. It's like, well, I need a telephone number. It's like, yeah, sure, you're gonna sell it to, you know, every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there. So here it is, and so that's the one that gets most of our spam calls. But what I found was that it was really, really difficult to get a lot of the programs that we like to watch without some kind of service. So I started investigating, and there's, I don't know if you guys have Hulu over there in the UK or Europe.
We might have. I haven't got it. Okay. We may well have.
And it's like a Netflix and Amazon Prime and all of those, but they also have a different paid service. Now, here the regular service for Hulu is like $6-7 a month, and you get access to all this content. The other service they have is called Hulu Live, and they give you a lot more channels for that. And there was a comparison site that I use, and I can't remember the name of it now off the top of my head, and I wish I could. I've talked about it here on the show in the past. That you pick all the channels that you like to watch, and then this site will come back with, well, what's the best service to give you all of those channels? And when I got done doing it, what came up was Hulu Live. So basically for $55 a month, which is less than half of what I was paying for the other cable service, we've got all the channels that we basically watch anyway.
Yep.
As well as having some DVR capability and also being able to watch it through multiple boxes. Because some of the services that are super cheap, you can only watch it on one TV or one TV at a time. So it's like, well, I don't like that. So we ended up going with Hulu Live. We've got all the sports channels now that we typically wanted before, because ESPN Plus sucks. Unless you like watching documentaries, then it's great. But if you actually wanted to watch, I don't know, sports, not so much. So we've got all that back again, and it was like $55 a month. But, I mean, I agonized over this decision for a really long time because that's what I do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that piece of information was really interesting to our American listeners and viewers, if there are any, because – unless you jump through hoops, like going through a VPN and stuff, you can't get Hulu in the UK. And I would say you probably can't get Hulu in Europe either. So, yeah, moving on.
Yeah, I will see if I can find that site that I was just talking about.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. I'm not interested, Guy.
It's a cool site.
Okay, send it to me.
All right. So what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, something is... happened last week, Guy, didn't it?
Yeah, there was a there was an event.
I was on for Mac Eyes Only Reaction Time. We got a last minute call from Mike and myself.
Or was it the iOS?
No. The call came from Mike. It was for Mac Eyes Only.
Because they were dual casting.
I know they were dual casting, but actually, Mr. Ginsburg, there's no disrespect to you. No disrespect at all.
That's not what you said earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
No, we love you, Dave.
I hope he's watching the video.
we're just funning you, Dave.
Okay. Looking to one side with his eyes looking up with Anyway, something happened earlier in the week. It was another short Apple event that only lasted an hour with them doing all sorts of... It was well done again, but there were some things about that event which I thought, you're slipping a little bit now, Apple. You are slipping a bit. But anyway, that aside, they certainly had some products.
And the weird thing was the first one they talked about, basically there were only two products they talked about. They talked about the HomePod Mini and they talked about the iPhone 12 and different models therein. The first one they were talking about, I think is going to be the one that I'll end up getting, which was the HomePod Mini. Mm-hmm. Now I wasn't really interested in the HomePod, the original one, when it first came out. Honestly thought that it was too expensive for what you got. And as they were talking about the HomePod Mini, one thing that really kind of caught my eye that I thought was kind of cool was the intercom feature, where even if you're in your car and you've got CarPlay connected, your family can contact you through the HomePod without having to have their phone and without having to have any of that, which I thought was very, very cool. And of course, it plays all the various services besides, Apple Music and iTunes Match. TuneIn, iHeartRadio and Radio.com, podcasts, all the various contents that you would get with other Apple devices. And as I was kind of, half watching, half listening, because I was like, okay, yeah, this is, the same kind of thing. It's just a smaller package. But then they announced the price. And it was the price that made me go back and actually look at some of the other stuff, because I was more or less like, okay, like can we get onto the phones? We know you're going to do the phones. Kind of hoping you do something with like the Mac Silicon, which they did not. Hmm. And when they said what the price was, that was when I was like, whoa, it brought me up. I was thinking that this thing was going to be like $149, $199.
Yeah.
And they said $99. And I was like,
I think we said this, Guy. We said on a previous podcast that actually they've got to get the price of this right. And if they go too high, it won't work. And I think we might even have said around $100 or $99.
We'd have to go back and look.
I think we said, $150 or $160 might be pushing it a bit too much. So I think we said $99 would be right. So, and I think they've hit it. They've hit just about,
world
typical Apple. Typical
from
Apple.
The G-Men, you're welcome.
Yeah. Anytime. And if you want to sponsor us, that's fine.
Yes. Because we're obviously clairvoyant. And there is absolutely no controversy over that at all.
There's never ever any controversy on this show.
No, it's all just done for laughs. We have a good time. Yeah. So now Apple claims it has amazing audio because, why wouldn't they?
Well,
I don't know if something this small is going to give you that great of an audio experience. Because it's 3 inches by 3.9 inches. And as you look at it, other than the top and the bottom, which is flat, it's almost like a spear. And I think it's actually more. Yeah. You know, just like Norman Bates.
Yeah.
In my mind, it's actually more attractive than the original HomePod.
No, I prefer the shape of the other one, if I'm honest.
Okay, I kind of like this one. I think this one is kind of cool. Yeah. And we were talking about this earlier. If you get two of them, you can pair them as stereo.
Yeah.
And so you'll get right and left channel with two of these. And that's kind of cool how they've made it so that they build like a little ad hoc network between them. Now, of course, they're going through your Wi-Fi network or whatever kind of network you have in the house, maybe Bluetooth. I'd have to go back and look to see how they communicate back and forth.
Can I just say though, the one downside, well, it's not a downside because it probably does mean that the sound output is better, but obviously they tried to hide as much as they could any cable coming out of the back of these, because cable's not pretty, guy. But they do need powering, so they're not
battery.
You can't just use they're not battery powered, so which is a shame.
That's a good thing,
What
they need one of those Q chargers that sits underneath it. Oh wait, that also has a cable coming off of it. It's like sooner or later something that's connected here has to have a cable. All right,
yes, something does.
Yeah, yeah,
yes, but the point I'm making here is it's small enough to be able to be taken around. I've got a Soundcore USB battery speaker, and it's really good. Puts quite a lot of bass out, actually, for its size. And it's probably a similar size by width and height, perhaps a bit taller
to than
the HomePod Mini. To the HomePod Mini. And I really like it. And what's useful is it's waterproof. and it's, you can just pick it up and take it around, and that's the usefulness of it. But, okay, that's fine. If this is going to be on all the time, waiting for you to say, "Hey, Siri," sorry, everyone, but "Hey, Siri, can you please send a message to Mrs. G because I need a crate of beer?"
Is that something you say a lot?
No, but when I think it's just occasional, and as long as I'm near a HomePod Mini, it'll be fine.
Yeah. A crate of beer is never more than a Siri call away.
That should be their punchline.
It absolutely should be. And of course, you can stream content from all of your other Apple devices, including an iPod Touch, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's got accessibility features, touch combinations, S-Lady, VoiceOver, Home App, and HomeKit. So this can be part of your overall smart home. And they were kind of showing that in the event. That was kind of cool, the way they had that house set up.
Yeah, kind of cool.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. And, they even showed the dad bringing home a pizza. It's like, well, okay, so they in their fake house gets a pizza. What do I get?
Can we dads do that?
And of course, Intercom, which can connect to all the other Apple devices, including outside of your home through CarPlay, while you're driving, as well as your Apple Watch. And you can see that last point I've got there.
Yeah, yeah. $99 freaking.
So that was the HomePod Mini. And I know I will be getting at least one to give it a try.
Yep. Same here, I think.
Yep. Because I've got right now in the Apple TV that we have in the bedroom, I've got these old speakers, these old Bose speakers that I've had since like the 80s.
Which are mostly bad because speakers.
No. They're good speakers.
I mean, they don't go
but
off.
They take up, I mean, they're like about this big by this big. They're the baby Bose, I think they're called.
So what Guy was talking about was about 18 inches by about 12 inches, folks.
Yeah. And they're. Yeah.
Oh, everybody's listening going, yay big. That's really helpful, Guy. Yay big. Yeah.
So if I can get something that's going to be a little smaller.
Can I interrupt you there?
Yeah.
Can I interrupt you there? So everybody, in the future, if Guy refers to something yay big, keep this in your memory banks for future use, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it's just I'm a big fan of the word big.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, yay! So how?
Okay, yay big.
Yay
big. When you go big and yay big, is there a difference? Because he's big.
Yes.
Bigger
big
than yay
is
big.
Big. Right, yay big is big, like, okay, big. Well, it's big, but it's just like yay big.
Yay big.
Yeah, I'm so glad we're talking about this right now. All right. So the only other thing they talked about and this was, of course, it's what everybody was kind of waiting for, was the new iPhones. And there are basically four models. There's the iPhone 12 mini, the iPhone 12, the iPhone 12 Pro, and the iPhone 12 Pro Max.
Yeah.
And they all, I think they all pretty much come in the same colors, don't they? No. The Pros have slightly different colors.
Yeah, I think there's some different colors
available. Yeah. But I really like, actually, I like the blue in both lines, in both the iPhone and iPhone Pros.
Well, there's a specific blue. There's actually a Pacific blue.
A specific Pacific blue.
Specifically, in the Pro model, there is a Pacific blue.
Which is like this year's
model,
green.
So in the standard 12, there's a white, black, blue, green product, red. In the Pros, there's graphite, silver, gold, and Pacific blue.
Right. Now, last year, the big color everybody talked about was that, like, that kind of muted green color. Yeah, that's what you've got.
Yep.
This year, and it's stupid. I understand that it's stupid that I'm like, ooh, I like that color. That color may make me buy something that I normally wouldn't have bought and then put a case on it so that I can't see it anyway.
For $1,000.
But it is a very nice blue.
Yeah.
Now,
anyway, let's not worry about the color.
Okay. We're going to move on from the colors. Comes in four different storage sizes. The regular iPhone is 64, 128, 256.
Yeah.
And the Pros are 64, 128, 256, and 512.
Nope. Wrong.
Oh, does it start at 128?
Yes. 128, okay, so 256, so there's, and 512.
Okay. And they
so
are.
There's only three sizes.
Three sizes to, per
according
model.
Per model. That's it.
Right.
You got it.
In the iPhone line, the mini. Now, this is the part that I think. I was actually arguing with my radio in the car as you guys were talking.
Right.
Yeah, because I do that kind of thing. The mini is 5.4 inches.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. There was lots of confusion about the size of that.
Yes. But it is not the smallest iPhone that
Correct.
Is currently available.
Correct.
The iPhone SE, which I've got here someplace,
yep.
and here it is. It's yay big.
I've got to say, the iPhone, it's yay big, which is smaller than big, folks.
Yeah,
but not
yeah.
12 inches by 18 inches.
No, it's a different yay big. It's a whole new standard for
it's
yay big.
It's an iPhone mini yay big.
Yeah. But the SE, the new SE, the SE2, however you want to call it,
but it's
is
about
smaller
the same,
than the mini.
Yeah, so it's about the same size as the 8, but it's got a bigger screen. I think that's how it comes out. Anyway, that got me excited.
They reduced the bezels even more so than they have in the previous ones. So
the mini got me excited.
And it's got rounded corners, which is a slight design change from
the
previous version.
Yeah, back to
the
iPhone 4 or 5 design type.
Was it? I think it was the 5.
Four or five, I think.
Yeah, one of those.
Four S or five. I think it got to, certainly the five was this type of shape and thickness, so squared on the edge, so not rounded bevels around the side of the phone itself.
Yeah, and they've got these Super Retina XDR display, which is basically it's a really nice OLED screen is what it is.
Yeah, they've all got that as well. Yeah.
They all have that, and there's a lot of similarities. They all have the A14 Bionic processor. They all have MagSafe charging. They all have these reduced bezels and a very, very similar kind of design. The regular, and it's weird because when you go back and you look at the 6 Plus, everybody was like, wow, that phone is huge. And I don't think it was that much bigger than what the mini is. Right now, I think it was like 5.7, 5.8 inches.
Possibly.
So the regular sized iPhone 12 is 6.1 inches, which is, that's a very nice screen. On the plus side, you've got a 6.1 inch and then this massive getting, you're, you know, basically this is like 0.3, 0.4 inches smaller than the iPad mini. The original one, which I think was like 7.1 inches.
Just crazy.
Yeah. It's like they're going to have to come out with a whole new line of clothes for pockets, shirt pockets for one of these things.
It's funny because I heard somebody say they were talking to them and said, well, generally this is aimed at the female market, the smaller phone. And they went, and this woman went, why? We've got handbags and bags. We can just throw them into the bags.
Yeah.
You've got pockets. The smaller one's aimed at you guys.
That's right.
With small pockets.
We got nothing.
I'm not saying anything about the size of your pockets, guy. I'm just saying generally. All right.
I've got big pockets, Gaz.
I've got, well, you probably have a lot, along with Carl. He's probably got some big pockets.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
But yeah, so we've got 5.4, 6.1, 6.1, and 6.7 inches. Baby. Wow.
So I think in the future, it's going to become a medical condition when people are like slightly leaning curved over. to one side or the other. What happened? Oh, he got that big iPhone Pro
Sir,
Max.
Are you coming in for a hip replacement? Yeah. Is that an iPhone hip replacement or just a standard it's worn out hip replacement? It's an iPhone hip replacement.
iPhone. It's like, okay, here's your number 14. Serving three. So it's got and haptic touch. I thought that they were I thought they took that out of the last one.
Are they saying haptic touch?
Yeah, it says haptic touch here for the Max, and it's in all of them.
Okay. Well, I think it's just the feedback, isn't it? You get the feedback on it. I get it on my 11.
Yeah. Okay. I thought for some reason I was thinking
they've all got 5G, guy. I mean, that's important. We joke. Actually, it is important because I was talking to a colleague who's a tech savvy guy, really tech savvy guy, loves his tech. And he said, no, I've been waiting for 5G. I will get this phone, even though I can't use it yet, but I'll keep my phone for several years. And I want to make sure it's available on the phone that I've get, you know, when it comes. I mean, I didn't say to him, well, why don't you wait? But, you know, until 5G is available, but he wants to get the new phone, so he's going to get one with 5G. So, yeah. By the time it probably comes around, he'll be looking for the 6G phone. But you know, now and the mini's got a 2x optical zoom on the camera.
Yeah,
the 12 has got a 2x optical zoom on the camera. The Pro 12 has got a 4x optical zoom. However, the iPhone 12 Pro Max has got a 5x optical zoom. We're getting to the nitty gritty and some important stuff coming up now, especially for my decision making process. Both of the pros have got LiDAR, whereas I don't think the Mini hasn't. I don't know about the 12. No, that doesn't have LiDAR either. So it's only the Pro range that's got the LiDAR.
Yeah, they made like a big deal about the night portraits, which I guess kind of incorporates LiDAR in it.
Yeah. Well, it's easier focusing, I think.
Well, it has an extra lens as well. The pros do. Okay, so
let's go on the LiDAR first. For nighttime stuff, obviously, it's easier for the camera to then fix on the focus point of the object that you're trying to take a picture of. Whereas in low light, all cameras struggle with that focus point. So that's good. They've all got the A14 Bionic chip. But one of the big differences that the 12 Max compared to the 12 Pro, so the 12 Pro Max versus the 12 Pro, the 12 Pro's got very similar lens setup. It has got I think it's a tweak on the 11, whereas the 12 Pro Max has got a better lens setup than the 12 Pro. And I was really looking forward to taking the next step up in my camera selection process. So I was really quite disappointed when I heard that the 12 Pro is really not much of a step up from the current camera.
2.5x optical zoom in, while the Pro Max has 5x optical zoom. I wonder if it's just because there's a little more room.
So the 12 Pro's got 4x optical zoom, which is the same as what I've got at the moment, and the Pro Max has got the 5x optical zoom. But they've put a better telephoto lens in there as well. There's a different lens in there, I think, to the 12 Pro.
Oh, okay. I was looking at the wrong spec. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Yeah, so and it that is important moving on. And I'm thinking, oh, hang on a minute. You know, there's a few things which are kind of putting me off. And I was swinging then, really swinging back to the Mini. But we'll come to my selection process in a bit. Let's carry on with the. Okay. They've all got Dolby HDR video recording up to 60 frames per second. Or I say that, the Mini's only 30 frames per second.
Well, the regular one?
Yeah, so the regular two have got 30 frames per second, and the Pro has got 60 frames
up to 60 frames for 4K.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Or HDR video as well.
HDR, yeah.
Well, of course, that also means that they'll have better response for slow motion video as well.
One would hope so.
Because if you can go, you know, the more frames that you can squeeze in a second, the more play that you have with doing other things with video.
The battery that they came up with is very similar to where we are now. There's not a big step forward in battery playback, to be honest with you. I think actually the battery that I've got on this phone, you know, it's like anything, Guy. If you use it a lot, it's going to start
to degrade.
Sorry, so, I interrupted you.
No. I mean, but these are amazing phones. But once again, the thing that really differentiates them from the previous phone, from the 11s, is the cameras.
Well, it doesn't, though. No, I disagree
with you.
Okay,
well,
tell
me.
It doesn't.
Tell me.
Okay, so the only one that differentiates itself from the previous 11 is the camera on the Max. The camera on the 12 Pro is very similar to the 11. The cameras on the 12 and the 12 Mini are very similar to the 11 previous versions. So the 11 Pro is similar to the 12 Pro we've got now. The 11 standard ones that they are now are similar to the 12s that they move forward. There's not a massive step up in the camera performance. The 12 Pro Max does have a bit of a step up. But I don't want to see...
If you already have an 11...
I don't want a 6.7. I don't want a 6.7 phone to get that better camera. If I have 11, there's no way I want to step up to the 12 Pro
for that kind of money.
Not for that kind of money, and not for 5G, because I already mentioned I haven't got 5G here. It's not in a town which is nearby me, which has got 220,000 people. So I'm not going to buy it for 5G.
How many people are in your town? I'm just curious. 100?
Oh, not that many.
Because it's just that little space.
6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. If there's 50 people, I'd be amazed. Yeah, but we overlap some areas. We get it as a bonus from other areas, but we're not going to get 5G. So
that
I'm not
does not include
that.
Sheep and cows, by the way.
No, it doesn't. There's lots of them, and they all buy iPhones now. MagSafe. It comes with MagSafe, folks, as well. That's a big thing which they pushed. Which is this, you know, the charging, the wireless charging. But the reason they were pushing on MagSafe was because it's got a magnet in the back which makes sure it positions itself on your Qi charger correctly, so it makes it charges. Any of that doesn't make me think, you know, I want to.
It will charge faster if you're using the MagSafe connector.
Fast charge only works
with that.
Well, possibly, but it's positioning as well, because that's the problem with having in these Qi chargers. If you don't put it positioned correctly, it will slow the charge down or even you know, cause problems. Anyway, that aside, if you've got an 11 at the moment, there really is no reason for you to jump up to a 12. No reason whatsoever.
Okay. Now, having said that.
Yeah. Except for the Mini. I quite like the Mini.
What decision did you come to as far as phones go?
Right. Well, let's not go on the phone. Remember what I was thinking of getting. Right. iPad Air. Pencil and the case for the iPad Air. An iPad for Mrs. G. Possibly an iPhone. Possibly a watch, though that's the lowest of the low. However, when I saw last week's show, then I saw speakers.
Speaker good.
Milky. Yeah. But now,
and where you live now, that's very that's like prime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, lots of cows.
And remember, my phone select when I buy a phone, then everything drops down one.
Right.
Well, I think the family are going to be disappointed, Guy.
Ah.
I've pretty much.
So they're
going
to have to make that 3GS work for another year.
Yep. They will have to. I am not upgrading a phone this year.
Yep. The cat will just have to keep using that old 3GS.
He's going to have to. And also, Mrs. G says, yeah, I'm using my iPad less and less. And I thought, I'll just give her my current iPad because that would be fast enough for her. So actually, I've now gone from possibly an iPad Air, possibly a watch, possibly an iPad, possibly speakers, possibly an iPhone to, well, an iPad Air and possibly some speakers.
I'm going to get a HomePod Mini. That's it. I mean, because I just bought,
yeah,
I just speakers, got this.
The HomePod Mini, yeah. Yeah.
I just got this, so which is like iPhone SE, yay big, this
yeah.
one.
That's you see that iPhone 12 mini is still going. I'm quite good. I really like you, Cass. You'll be my new daddy. You would. It's still doing that to me, but I think no, because I really would be taking a massive step back on my camera if I did that.
Because you've got the 11 Pro, right? Or do you have
the
11
Pro
Max?
Yeah, I've got the three cameras.
Okay. And you take some great pictures with that.
I know I do.
In all the places that you know, I see your stuff. Now, there's lots of cows and sheep involved, which I've always kind of been like,
It could be a good experiment for me to do.
They look very nervous, I have to say.
Thanks. To see, it could be a good experiment for me to drop back though to see how good this camera is just with the ultra wide and the wide. But I think I had this discussion actually. Did we talk about this last week? We may not have done. So if I give you a count, so on my on the ultra wide pictures. So since I've bought this current iPhone 11, I've taken 259 photos on the ultra wide. On the wide, I've taken 911 photos. So that far and away is the most that I've taken. But the telephoto.
But which one is the default?
The telephoto. Hang on a minute. The telephoto one is almost 400 photos. So almost double the ultra wide. The default is the wide, the 4.25. Okay. Yeah, that's the default position. They on the dial they call it 0.5, 1, and 2. That's what they call it on the phone when you're looking at it. But yeah, so it looks like I might not be getting a new phone. And the watch also, I'm thinking, really, do I need to jump up from the 4 to the 5? No.
Or to the 6. Well, they're up to the 6 now, aren't they?
Sorry, it's on the 6 now. Yeah, I need to jump from the 4 to the 6? Always on, new battery. I'm not sure. I'll probably wait for another year.
I bought a 5. I went from I had either a 2 or a 3, and I can't remember now.
Oh, and that's a big jump. That's a worthy
jump.
That
was a good jump.
I think on a watch, a 3 series or 4 series is probably a reasonable jump.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. So, and yeah, to the 6.
Yeah.
I went from the 2 or the 3 to the 5, and I'm very happy with the 5. I don't see any reason to get another one. You know, there's nothing that I use the watch for that is going to be improved by getting a new one.
Now, having said all of that, Guy, I'm not going to be getting the speaker, the iPod, the HomePod Mini.
HomePod Mini. Oh, you're not going to get one?
Well, not yet, because you can't get it till November.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that. I will definitely be getting a HomePod Mini speaker. Yeah. At the very least to try it out. And if I really like it, I'll probably get at least one more to put in the bedroom upstairs to try the stereo pair.
Well, you're trying the stereo pairing, yeah.
To get rid of the yay big Bose speakers.
Yeah, the yay big.
Yay big. That would have been a really good title for this week's show. Yay big. But we're not looking back. We're not looking back. Move forward.
No. Move forward.
So cool. That's all this. Now, next month they're talking about, because, you know, now Tim Cook, make sure I said that right. Tim Cook said that there will be at least an announcement for an Apple Mac Silicon computer this year. And if he sticks to that, chances are there'll be at least one more announcement next month before the, you know, and I'm guessing early November, because they'll want to get that in before the big shopping extravaganza.
I'd have thought so. Yeah. I'd have thought they
were. So, and maybe even the AirTags. I mean, what haven't they updated recently that would be relevant to the Christmas shopping season? Because they got the phones in, they got the new HomePod Mini, they've done almost all the iPads.
Earphones, they've done earphones.
They've done the AirPhones or AirPods.
Yeah, but they've done they've got the Beats, that Flex now as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, when did they do the AirPods 2? That was earlier this year. I think that was earlier this year.
Yeah, I think so.
So pretty much everything other than Macs have been updated relatively recently. Mm-hmm. So other than a silicon-based Mac, just one, do you think they might do multiple? And again, and let me ask you this one other thing. Do you think that they'll take this opportunity to do a big refresh on the way these Macs look? Or do you think they'll play it safe?
That's a good question, actually, whether they'll jump into a new design for their Apple silicone.
Because it's been a really long time since we've seen any significant change in any of the Macs out there.
Yeah, but what can you do? Well, you know, they're quite a minimalistic company, and they like a minimalistic look. I'm not sure there'll be too much of a change, to be honest with you. They might make the logo on the back a different color.
That's just crazy talk. I would actually, and I think we talked about this, I would actually like to see the iMac go away. I would like to see a new line of desktop computers from Apple for regular human beings, other than the Mini.
Do you know, there's no keeping you happy, is there?
No.
You've got to have change of one way or another. It's me with you. It really is.
Otherwise, I won't be happy.
And I'm nodding my head at that.
Oh, you.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Mostly. It's almost right.
Gaz's tips.
Mostly.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip.
That was a yay big announcement you just did.
It was. Okay, so how to delete all health data from your iPhone. Why would you want to do that? Well, over time, the data that's collected by the health app could end up taking a considerable amount of storage space on your iOS device. So you might want to clear them out every now and then. This could also come in handy if you share one of your devices like Apple Watch with your family members and you're concerned about your privacy. So here's how to do it in case you really do want to. Open up settings on your iPhone or iPad and go into the iOS settings icon, and in the settings menu, scroll down and tap on health. I can see guys doing this. Don't do it unless you really want to, Guy. Now tap on data access and devices located under the data. Okay. Yeah. Here, you'll be able to see all of your devices signed into your Apple ID. Okay. So if you've got an Apple Watch or an iPad, it should show up here. Choose your iPhone or other device you want to remove the health data from. Now tap on delete all data from iPhone as shown in, well, I was going to say as shown in my screenshot, but I haven't put that in. Okay. When you're prompted to confirm your action, press delete. Have you done it?
Yes.
Okay. You have now lost all of your health data from your iPhone.
Oh, no.
So you're nodding your head that you've done it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you...
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's Mostly. The end of Gaz's tips. That's Mostly. The end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Okay. Yeah,
you see, that health data can actually get quite... And what you have to do, the only problem, I think what I'd like there actually would have been an option to delete up to like 2 or 3 months ago, rather than just getting rid of everything. So the option,
why not give you the option to just push it up and keep it in iCloud, so it's not resonant.
Resonant on
your phone.
Yeah. So.
And you see what I just put in there underneath Nod's head?
No. Be careful not to accidentally hit the emergency settings on your phone so your family members don't freak out. Yeah. Oh, is that what you did?
I had done that before. Now, you know I've been using Camo.
Is this a guy's tip?
It's more of a guys don't do what I did.
It's kind of a guy's advisory.
Yeah, very. Believe me, you do some of the things that I do, you need an advisory. I've been using Camo for my webcams. As a matter of fact, I'm using it right this moment with an iPod Touch.
Coolio.
But when I was using it with my phone, the kind of mount that I have to put it in, it's got this little squeezy thing on the top and the bottom to hold it into place. Mm. Well, I set it up so that it wouldn't pick up either side of the Apple display that I'm getting rid of, by the way. I haven't talked about that. And my iMac. It has to do with the Mac Mini that I bought too. But when I did that, I accidentally hit the volume controls at on the side, which activated emergency calling. So it contacted my wife. It contacted my son Guy. It contacted my son Peter to tell them that I was in some kind of distress, and I was basically sitting in my living room trying to set it up so that I could use it for work. And all of a sudden, I start getting these calls in from my kids. And my wife, who's just upstairs, she's like, "Are you okay?" And it's like,
And you went,
"I screwed up."
Yeah. I was like, what's the big deal? It's just, well, you just activated your guy is having an emergency broadcast service. And everyone was freaking out. So, yeah, very, very careful. If you decide to use your phone for a webcam, don't activate emergency services, or very, very bad things can happen. And if you do, this is what you'll want: a quick getaway, and if you don't get away, a bronc on the head.
Excellent. Bronc. Okay, so any social stuff, Guy?
No, it's actually been very quiet this week. So nobody still knows how to use our telephone number, which we'll talk about when we get over there. If you would like to support my ridiculous microphone habit, especially since I now need apparently a $1,500 microphone that copies every other microphone out there, Johnny, you're killing me. Johnny, you can go to patreon.com/MacParrot. You can go to coffeeko-fi.com/MacParrot or paypal.me/MacParrot and make a donation that helps me pay for all of the things that are related to not only doing this show, but Guy's Daily Drive and the Mac to the Future livecast. Gaz, if people wanted to get a hold of you, as my finger goes in and out, well, that didn't sound right, how would they do so? Said the actress to the bishop.
Oh, my word. I definitely have the police cars coming around for you. Okay, you can send an email to gaz@mymac.com. That's G-A-Z.
Cars@mymac.com
or on the Twitters, twitter.com/Gazmaz, G-A-Z.
Cars.
M-A-Z.
Cars.
Contact both Guy and myself on the Twitters, twitter.com/GuyandGaz, G-U-Y-A-N-D-G-A-Z. Wait for it. Z.
Cars.
You can also send an email to feedback@mymac.com. That's F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K at my .com. Now.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
They
guy
do not.
Says, his name was Guy. No fooling.
He's the guy.
Guy's the one. You remember Guy.
If you want.
An email from Guy.
Do we know it was a guy?
We do. Thank you, Allison. Wait, hold on. Yes.
Yes, good.
I like to go with Guy.
Oh, this is where I talk. Okay, you would send that email to what the hell was that? Did you hear that? Was that one of your noises?
I snorted.
There was like a doop doodle doop doop.
Oh, that wasn't me.
I don't know where that came from. Okay, I don't even know if it'll be on the recording. doesn't matter now. It's Guy at mymac.com. You can also reach me on the Twitters. I have two, not one, but two. Yeah, carefully. No, one finger, both fingers. There we go. Over there on the Twitters, one is Mac Parrot, and the other one is Vert Shark. Not Vert Shark, just Vert Shark. And, oh, good. Two sharks for the price of one. Hello? Damn. It's completely a mystery how I get through this every single week. You can also go on over to vertshark.com and you can find all of the audios and the videos. And Gaz, we have a Skype number, damn it.
Gold!
We do, and it is gold. That number for everyone who can figure it out is 1 or +1 703-436-9501. I almost said that wrong. If you need that number again, it's 1 or +1 703-436-9501. And you don't have to dial the one or the +1. You can go right to that Skype app and dial 703-436-9501. Now, this is the part of the show where we say thank you. Thank you to everyone who downloads and listens to the MyMac.com podcast. We greatly appreciate the fact that you have taken the time to do so. And Gaz, I think that we're good enough. My God, yes. And even more so, this week has proven that we're smart enough. Or someone is. And that doggone it, woof, 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 woof. People like us.
Katoshi wa shimpi no afo. Gahatusoba saui sakunan yui mo sugurete imasu sondekanakarebi.
Very good. Thumbs up.
Wa naki dakashu ka. Guy.
Yeah.
My wife complains I don't buy her flowers anymore.
Oh.
I didn't know, to be honest, that she sold flowers. End.
So very bad.
To worry about. Get out of here now. Go on home and go home.